This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, June 1. Heir of all things. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 1. In these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things. Hebrews begins by making some big statements in its first three verses. Each day this week, we'll focus on one of those statements and what it means for us. Christ is the heir of all things. Prophets were sent to speak to God's people. They brought important news and teachings from God, but they were merely messengers. Now God has come and has spoken to His people directly through the Son, who is the heir of all things. This reference points back to Psalm 2, 7 and 8, which says, "He said to me, 'You are my Son. Today I have become your Father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession.'" In Jesus, God fulfills this amazing promise. Jesus is the heir who receives all that the Father has. Peter says that this inheritance can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. So what does this mean for us? As followers of Christ, we are adopted into God's family as His children, and we are co-heirs with Christ. As co-heirs with Christ, we are set to inherit all that Christ inherits, namely, salvation from sin and eternal life with Him. Pray with me. Lord, You promise us the rich inheritance of eternal life with You. Help us to keep our eyes focused on Christ, our brother. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.